So I want to get into that kind of key considerations that we think of when we're looking at repowering and a repowering investment. And these are the same considerations that any developer should think through as well. First and foremost, we think technical first. If you're going to think about repowering a project, you want to know if it's technically capable to actually be repowered. You want to analyze the foundations. You want to understand the towers, the electrical system, site suitability, energy production, and obviously O&M. But this is a lot deeper than a greenfield. So on the foundation side, of course, they're going to be subject to new loads under repowering, but also those foundations have actually experienced loads from year zero to possibly 10. And so you need to try to understand what has been the existing loading on those turbines, and that's by looking at site data, and then running new analysis on how the repowered loads are going to operate and affect the foundations. And of course, what we're looking to understand is, not only extreme loads under significant wind conditions, but fatigue loads, just like a paper clip, right, that you go back and forth over and over and over again, eventually it would fail. That's the same thing. These foundations are filled with rebar. You want to ensure that oscillating load that a wind turbine experiences can withstand another 20-year life. And so that's a key piece of the analysis. And whenever we've talked with potential candidates for this, that this is kind of a key piece to get off right away, is to figure out what your foundation load looks like. And really, I think what's key on the right side is where I say the financing considerations is kind of getting the engineer of record involved, whoever was the original design engineer of those foundations, getting them involved early on so that they can help in the process of evaluating the foundation that they designed for an extended useful life. The towers are roughly the same thing. That's more within the OEM scope as the original designer of the tower. But same thing. Looking at fatigue loading, extreme loading, various points on the tower that may fail under new loads. The electrical systems. What you want to do. You want to understand. The collection system will be able to withstand any increases in output. If you're taking a turbine from a 1.5 to a 1.6, will those collection systems be able to withstand that increased power output? In most cases, they will. I think the one benefit in a lot of this is in the early years of the wind industry, some things were over-designed in a way. So there's capacity to use in those instances, particularly in the collection system. Same with your substations. You want to analyze those substations, make sure they can withstand the new power outputs as well. And then just another touch on electrical here is, and I'll get into it when we get further along in the contracts, but this is where you also want to do your suitability studies. And this is, your interconnection site suitability studies, making sure that you're in compliance with all ERCOT protocols. Or whatever system you operate in, and then the energy production assessment. This is and I think people who operate assets, developers out here that you guys operate assets. I think everyone has come to understand that you may have had a P50 wind estimate back originally, and maybe you're not quite living that. And maybe it's the P60, maybe it's P75, maybe it's P90. And a lot of that comes down to the uncertainty that I spoke about earlier. When we're going in this time to assess what the go-forward wind is going to be, because we have that knowledge, we can reset a new P50, and we have a lot more confidence of hitting that. And this is kind of a key piece to knowing what your returns are going to be as an owner and a developer, as well as a tax equity investor. But all in all, from the financing side, a lot of this is leveraging existing data. And so when we talk to developers about potentially investing in a repower that they might do, we say, try to assemble as much of the historical data as you can. And, from the foundation design to the wind that the site has experienced to O&M operations, all that will just improve, the ability of the project to be assessed as a quality candidate for repowering.